be rock stars here, but like I've been saying for the last couple nights, we're trying to drink some beer up here. So after 1 hour and 14 minutes of a show, everybody had to pee. So, except for me and Jake, we both sweat so much, we pretty much don't have to pee. Jake's looking for more beer. But, look, we've always thought that it was a little bit too much like something that Phil Collins and Genesis would do for the band to go off stage and try to make the audience go, "One more song!" You know, it's kind of well-worn territory. Y'all want to skip that part? Alright, so would you like to hear a couple more songs? That works for me. I mean, I don't have anything else to do tonight except go back to an empty hotel room. But, you know, hey, look, we'll play you a couple more, and then after we get finished, give us just a minute to go wash your hands, and we'll come out and hang out and drink a little beer with you. What's going to happen is, apparently at 11 o'clock, they're going to turn this place into a... do with it, man. But they have been cool enough to say that as long as everybody is out of here by 10:30, they'll let us hang out for a little while. So we should have about 25-30 minutes to stand around. But let's all be respectful of them at about 10:30 and head upstairs, and we'll hang out and drink beer upstairs with you too. I mean, we're not trying to run off. This has been a really interesting experience for us, trying to play a different set of material with no song repeated on four different nights. And because we played almost 180 shows this year, and when it came time to do this sort of end of the tour party, we thought, well, instead of just coming up here and doing one big show at the ABC like we usually do and plowing through our general show set like we did back in March when we were up here, we thought it would actually be a lot more fun for us and probably for you as well if we just kind of did a little tour of Glasgow and did four different venues. Four whole different sets, but it's also meant that we've had to go back and relearn songs that we hadn't played in many, many years, which has actually been a lot of fun for us. So thank y'all for riding with us on this. Thank all y'all for coming out.
We need to make this a yearly event.
Any other city besides Glasgow either. I really don't. For one thing, there are very few other cities that actually have four different venues that all hold about 500 people. So just from a logistical point of view, it makes sense. All right, so look, this next song is a song that I wrote a couple of years ago when I was riding my motorbike. This is the first day this year I haven't had my motorbike, actually. I usually ride it between every single show. Well, I got to take my guitar back to London to get some work done on it before we go back to America. And I can't take it on the back of a bike, so I just came up here on public transport. I know, and it sucks, man. I've done 40,000 miles on my bike in this year, all across Europe. If any of y'all work for Triumph, why don't you ask those stingy, greedy bastards how come they're not working with me on this? I don't think anybody else has put 40,000 miles on a Triumph Rocket 3 this year. But anyway, I'm just saying. This next song, though, is a song that I wrote when I was going through France about 2 years ago. And it occurred to me that, you know, not a whole lot has really changed in the last 100 years, really. I mean, the same 5% or so of the population that owns everything still does. And the same 95% of the rest of us that don't still don't. But I'm not really that political of a guy. And I realized when I was stuck in a hailstorm in France on my bike, sitting underneath the motorway overpass, I realized that, you know, I'm not a class warrior, and that's not really what pisses me off. I just wanted to get to Switzerland to that festival to drink my beer and play to my audience. I don't really want to drink no beer with those posh people anyway. But anyways, I think it made me think about what I was actually doing, because when you do 40,000 miles on a motorbike in a year, it's really not sensible. In fact, it's actually just fucking crazy. But if you do it for the same reason I do, it's because every morning when you crawl out of the bed and walk down, you're saying to the universe, You have now come face to face with my will, and I will slap the sun out of the sky if it gets in my way today. And that's pretty much what I did. I enter on this song.
I'm just like that.